When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Belinda blinked, and here we have... Hi all, welcome to Rocky Flintstone Unleashed, a Blinkers Saturday. Hey Blinkers, it's Rocky back here with another episode of Blinkers Saturday, episode 13. Bad luck for some, perhaps. Anyway, let's get into it. So, I hope you've all had a wonderful week and that you're all relaxed for this Saturday morning podcast, Saturday being a sort of weekend type of thing. And as you know, over the next few minutes, I'll delve into some various reviews and comments, good and bad, about everything Belinda Blinked and Rocky Flintstone, not forgetting MDWAP, and in doing so, giving you some of my own views on what is going on. We'll look at my books, my merch, some emails, podcast reviews, and of course, the latest of your wonderful Reddit comments. Please feel free to comment whenever I go over the top where you're concerned. I do value your comments and opinions. So, let's start with Twitter, now known as X. Andrea Bittar, at Dad with a Porno, at Flintstone Rocky. Long live the semi... colon, quote, Benjamin Ryan. People who foam at the mouth at semicolons have gotta chill. Totally agree, Ben and Andrea. I replied to Andrea saying, Andrea, my thoughts exactly. It's a little cheeky punctuation mark with a lot of nerve. Just saying. Weep for Sleep replied with a very witty comment saying, who doesn't love a semi? Well, I suspect a lot of truck drivers in the USA love their semis. Well, as he adds, Belinda probs. Now, how do you respond to that? You have to pass on, and we will do so. And one of my favourite artists who does some work for me, House of JBG, my Paris living ami, whom, as you all know, does my cartoonesque posters of Belinda in different situations, with Helga, I'm FBI, with Sam, the youngest manager, I love my friend, Chardonnay, my job, and in accident or emergency, when she crashes her car. So JBG comments with a picture of the Parisian Ritz, I suppose. Not having been there, I can't authenticate it. But he says, always in a Ritz spa gossip mood. Flintstone Rocky, Dad Wrote a Porno. Especially on a Friday, JBG, because tomorrow's Saturday, and a new episode of Blinder's Saturday is out. Okay. Avoidant Attachment Barbie post on Twitter. X, D.H. Lawrence and Henry Miller have got nothing on Flintstone Rocky. Well, Avoidant Attachment Barbie, I have to respond, totally agree. Mind you, they would probably say the same thing about me. Just saying. Right, let's go on to Reddit. Spooner's First Line by Rob W. 1977. Sorry if this has been discussed before, but has anyone else noticed that Spooner's first line about Belinda drinking on the job was read in Paddy's voice? Book 4, Chapter 6, Pots, Pans and Spoons. Throw That Bish Away replies, yep, I notice this every time. It's like when Jamie says, crooned Spooner in Spooner voice. Ha ha, perhaps I should say it, crooned Spooner. Jailman of Oz, whose very astute tagline is, you're incompetent, mate, and incarcerated. Love it, Jailman. It usually took Jamie a while to settle on an accent for a new character. The Duchess sounded like Queen Elizabeth to begin with. Bella's voice got more and more shrill as time went on. He never did quite get a handle on Petra's accent, though. Throw That Bish Away responds, not that that isn't true, laughing out loud, but I don't think this is what Rob W. 1977 meant. He's referring to the bit in the chapter where Belinda is waiting at the bar for Spooner and has been talking to Paddy the barman before that. Someone from behind Belinda says, drinking on the job, Belinda. Would Sir James approve? Jamie obviously thinks that line is meant to be Paddy saying it, so narrates it in his voice, but it's actually Spooner saying that line as his introduction to Belinda. I have to say, absolutely correct, Throw That Bish Away. Go to the top of the class. Captain Mills adds, yes, I always notice this. So, I add, we'll change it for the film version. Okay? New theme, Any News on Book 7 by Eden KL8. Did Rocky give any hints or anything about releasing Book 7? Puzzle-headed Clark 310 says, according to Amazon, there's 13 of them, just no more read on the podcast. Sadly, Eden KL8S adds, there are 13 in the BB series on Amazon, but not all of them are actually part of the series. The last actual book in the series is 6A. The rest are things like the character rankings and Christmas specials. Eden K18S, you are factually correct. All the books are Belinda Blinked related and include one of my favourites, The Bottle of Wine A Day Diet. Obviously, shards for me, but perhaps a Cabernet Sauvignon for you if you are a red wine sort of person. And I'm going to raise a glass to my mouth now with a little bit of shards in it. Chilly, by the way. Tres Medallions. Very, very nice. Let's keep going, guys. Puzzle-headed Clark 310 says, ah, was not aware. Thanks for letting me know that. Hopefully, more books in the series do come out. Eden KL8 says, no problem. I have no doubt that Rocky has many books already written. Ha ha! Just need to wait until they are released. Podcast fan at 111 adds, also, Book 6A is available to listen to on Rocky's podcast, Rocky Flintstone Unleashed. Thank you, podcast fan 111. I am curious as to why 6A, though, not 7. It makes me think that there are some plans, ideas, in the pipeline regarding Book 7. So I have to say here now, very, very astute podcast fan 111. I've upgraded you to 111 rather than 111. Have you noticed that? Mr. Fatso Alex, I'm sort of confused. Was the finale they read part of Book 7? Actually, Mr. Fatso Alex, what a great name. No, it was just the end of Book 6. Book 7 continues with Belinda in control of Bishurst Lung and the new toxic environment she has to deal with. Just hinting. Eden KL8 comes back and says, I think it was something that Rocky wrote, especially for the podcast end. Okay, let's clear this up, guys. Book 6A is the latest, but as you all have worked out, the proper Book 7 is being frozen. For the time being. The original story where Belinda takes control of Bishurst Lung continues in Book 7, but as you all know, the question JJA and myself have is how to release it in the future. Do we use a new concept or stick with podcasting? It's a question that will be resolved perhaps by the Norse gods. Okay, let's have a look at the iTunes reviews. Then we're going to go to GB. One star, Charlton Gregg. Contrived and childish. This podcast is contrived and very childish. But worst, it's not at all funny. Hey, Charlton. Rocky here. Do you live in the real world? Have you been around for the past 10 years? Question. What's been contrived? What's childish? And for your final mortal sin, what's not funny? So, idiot, crawl back into your little nerd kingdom and let the rest of the world enjoy some human kindness. Well, guys, I'm glad to get that one off my chest, so to speak.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
5 stars, DF Warrender. MDWAP took my podcast virginity. Now, here's someone being very honest. My old boss recommended this podcast to me a few years ago. Having never listened to a podcast before, I just looked at her a bit funny at the time and ignored her recommendation until I found myself on furlough during the first lockdown. I heard myself laughing out loud at every episode. Fast forward 2 years, and I'm on my third or fourth, who knows, re-listen, and I've just seen the live show in Manchester. Can't wait for a new series and anything else that comes from Rocky's mind. Would recommend without hesitation. Now, DF Warrener, that's more like it. Thank you. For 4 reasons. 1, you live nearish Manchester. So did I for 30 years. 2, you went to a live show. And 3, work for a boss as Belinda does. Well done. 4, I'm glad we were the first to take your podcast virginity. Very Belinda blinked. Thank you. Let's shoot across to the USA, where we've got 5 stars from Candace Boone. Pure joy. This podcast makes me beam. A smile, alone in my car, and laugh out loud every episode. I think doctors should prescribe this podcast. Alongside actually prescriptions for people with depression. This show got me through a low time, but I at least knew my 50-minute commute every day would be nice, thanks to these fabulously hilarious hosts/friends, and of course, Rocky himself. 5 stars, cool Cat Courtney. Ian Snail. I cried laughing on the episode where Ian Snail was introduced. All-time favourite way to end book 6. Okay, very nice. Let's pop across to Australia, 5 stars, Fiji 888564. Where do you guys get these names from? I love it. Unbelievable. Never not funny. Here I am listening to All the Seasons again for the 5th time, and it still makes me laugh so hard I nearly pee myself. Thank God for the local toilet. Sorry, no, that was me adding it in. Sorry, guys. Thank God for the best ofs, guys. Love you all so much. Nobody makes porn funnier. 5 stars, Mishy Girl. So hilarious, I made people laugh at my laughter. I listened to the podcast on my vineyard whilst I feathered the vines, and neighbours from kilometres away could hear my cackling amongst the vines. The best podcast I have ever heard, and I cannot wait until the next season comes. Hey, Misha girl, it would be perfect if you were tending a Chardonnay grape, which I've drank. So, let's go to, hey guys, this is new in New Zealand, 5 stars. Werewolf Mouse. Laughing in hysterics. From episode 1, these 3 had me shaken with laughter as they broke down Rocky's masterpiece / ultimate fail. Sometimes listening alone doing chores or listening in public and grappling against the demented giggles clawing up my throat. Yes, I wish there was even more seasons, but we still got plenty, and you just gotta appreciate that. Okay, let's move on to Amazon and a couple of reviews there. This one's about the Rocky Flintstone Bottle of Wine a Day Diet. Yes, the Rocky Flintstone Bottle of Wine a Day Diet. Have you heard of it? No, but you're gonna be enlightened. How Belinda Blinked and the Glee Team lose weight and still enjoy life. Ellie Draper, 5 out of 5 stars. Wine? Well, why not? A super book. Of course, most people will be captured by the title, but it actually includes a sensible eating program, omitting certain ingredients, but I won't spoil the book by saying which, that I'd been using already. What I hadn't known is that I could have wine with it too. Job done. Buy it for a giggle, but read and keep it for your health and weight loss. Okay, let's look at Etsy and see what's happening with my merch. The Rocky Flintstone Confidential Order of Cookware Knights 11-ounce mug. 5 out of 5 stars. Not drinking my tea out of anything else these days. The perfect mix of style and porn. Suzanne Enst. 5 out of 5 stars. Belinda Blinked 1 paperback book with Rocky signed autograph and your personal message with free shipping. A fabulous book and signature, as expected. Plus, there are all these delightful From the Desk of Rocky papers that I now have on display. Lex Officulus. And Lex adds a fantastic caricature signature of herself. Absolutely beautiful, Lex. Thank you so much. Finally, some press comments. The Sunday Times. Can't get much more bigger in the UK, guys. Culture reviewer. No name, guys. My dad wrote a porno. 1 star. Uh-oh. I've been putting together a selection of the best of the cultural decade events. If I had a worst of list, that the night I sat through the live version of My Dad Wrote a Porno at the Royal Festival Hall in London would be close to the top. How this flat-footed podcast limps on from series to series is just a mystery. I suppose we should just think of it as the millennials' answer to Mrs. Brown's Boys, only with even less wit. Jamie Morton, James Cooper, and Alice Levine have just recorded another Christmas special. Morton's father's latest yarn turned out to be as leaden and as inept as the others. Listening to the trio chortle over it is like three dull, faintly tipsy people at a dinner party trying to summarise the worst Carry On films. Last time I looked, they were number two in the podcast charts. Go figure. Well, my riposte to this one is, fine, okay, you work for the Times, they give you space to comment on things, and, you know, it's amazing. Success is one of these things you can never measure until it happens. I'm glad to hear from you that my work is leaden. Well, so will be your coffin and mine, if we can afford it. And as inept as all the other material we've written. Yeah, well, you said it in the last line. Go figure. But one thing I want to discuss, or rather explain, is your reference to summarise the worst Carry On film. The Carry On films were a superb set of comedy films, all about 1.5 hours long, made by people back in the 1960s who were doing Carry Up the Khyber, all these fantastic programmes which were a bit lewd. Very funny if you have that sense of humour. And if you haven't, well, as the reviewer hasn't, you just were lost. You wouldn't get anywhere. But I recommend you all to look up on your Amazon movies section the Carry On films from the UK around about the mid-60s. If you've enjoyed My Dad with a Porno, you will certainly get a bit of a laugh out of these. And there are about 10 of them. Absolutely brilliant stuff. Okay, let's move on. And fully enough, as you can see, it's been another fascinating week. So let's pick my Rocky's Poop of the Week. Well, it's got to be the cultural reviewer for the Sunday Times. But thank you for doing your homework. You got the names of the three hosts completely correct, but didn't mention Rocky Flintstone. What is going on with you people? What a missed opportunity. And you checked the iTunes podcast charts. Amazing. Well done. Good journalistic work. But missing out Rocky means you still get Poop of the Week. And now, the Blinker of the Week, who is L. Draper, and the reason why, for reviewing the Rocky Flintstone Bottle of Wine a Day diet. Well, that's all today for myself at Rocky's Pavilion. Feel free to email me at flintstonerocky@gmail.com, contact me on Twitter or X at flintstonerocky, or on Reddit at Rocky Unleashed, or at my Etsy store, Rocky's Pavilion, all one word, if you have any comments on my rambles. So, ciao until next time.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.